This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. These supply chain delays and challenges, it's no secret, need to be addressed, and nowhere is that more evident than in the ag sector. One of the biggest domestic challenges facing the supply chain, according to U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse, is one that's been growing for several years.
But it's really come to the forefront of the shortage of over-the-road truck drivers, and that has truly had an impact on our ability to buy the parts and supplies that we need.
And one solution they're working on, Newhouse says, deals with changing who can get a commercial driver's license.
So that we can increase the number of people that choose truck driving as a profession, make some changes to the CDL in order to get younger people engaged in the industry early on so that they can pursue that path, make it easier for them to acquire their CDL, start training as early as the age of 18.
This, Newhouse says, is not a new problem.
This problem has been going on for a while, but the pandemic certainly exacerbated it, and now we're kind of behind in trying to come up with ways to fix it. So we can't fix it overnight, but I think there are some things that we can do as long as the administration helps us do that.
More than 80 House members, including Newhouse, wrote Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg urging the DOT to allow truck drivers under 21 to cross state lines.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.